This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Super Bowl 53 is right here upon us. And we're, oh, there we go. Yeah, things are going well. So Super Bowl 53 is upon us. And Tom Brady, first off, everybody hates him. A lot of people hate him. I don't know why. He's still the greatest quarterback who ever played the game. The guy across the table from me wants to venture to say something else about Tom Brady. So the floor is yours. Go ahead, Oz.
Can I at least qualify this with a pretty obvious statement?
All right.
Me and a large portion of our young audience.
Here we go.
Never got a chance to see Jim Brown play live football.
Well, there it is.
All we see is highlights. All we see, and the highlights are amazing, but I can't sit here and tell you that Jim Brown is the best football player that I've ever seen when I haven't seen him. So all I can tell you is this. I think right now, you know, there's discussions about, I heard Bull and Fox, they were doing a Belichick-Brady thing yesterday, and people were calling in saying, Peyton Manning was so much more talented than Tom Brady because he was such an early pick, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Okay, and then they played football, and then they played in the NFL, and Tom Brady is going to go down as the best quarterback that ever lived. And if he's the best quarterback that ever lived, it does stand to reason that he's the best football player that ever lived.
Why?
And when I say that, well, I think the position is just so important. It changes everything. We're seeing that with Baker Mayfield. Baker could be the fifth best quarterback in the league, and that changes everything for the Browns from here till the end of time. That's how important that position is. And I get that there have been other positions that have been important. And when Jim Brown was running the football and winning championships, that running the football was really important. And I grew up with Ohio State fans saying 3 yards in a cloud of dust because that was the Woody Hayes thing and that was the axiom to live by and teams ran the football. But even back then, quarterbacking was still pretty important. It was still a pretty big deal. And my whole life, quarterback was the most important position in sports. It was when Joe Montana was winning Super Bowls. It just always was. And to me, I find it hard to believe that anybody could be better at Tom Brady, especially because of the amount of years. The amount of years to me is important, and that's going to be the argument that LeBron James fans are going to make for LeBron James. LeBron's excellence has been sustained for so long when nobody sustains it for that long. Well, Tom Brady, nobody is ever going to have this amount of sustained excellence again in the NFL. There's just no chance. That the way he's done it, the way that in his how many years now, and he's 40-some years old, and he's converting 3 third downs back-to-back-to-back. This is arguably the worst team they've had, and they're going back to the Super Bowl, and they very well could win another Super Bowl.
I think that you really put yourself down a little bit, and at least you underrate yourself, or you underrate what you can do as a person who's a sports talk show host in 2019. We have materials that are available to us that we can do research there. So to say that you never saw Jim Brown... Well, I mean, people never saw Bigfoot, and they still believe in Bigfoot there. And you did see
Jim Brown.
He's
in my top 10, by the way.
You did see Jim Brown, okay? You've seen the highlights. Bigfoot. You've seen the videos. You've seen the clips. You've seen it all. So to say that, I think that's a cop-out, and I think you should hold yourself to a higher standard. So after that, let's go to where Tom Brady stands.
Real quick about that, just in my defense.
What?
All I've seen are Jim Brown highlights. I've never seen his one-yard carries. I've never seen his final game in the NFL where he was held in check and had like 55 yards.
I had to be a YouTube guy. You can find plenty of regular season 1962 Browns games on YouTube. I swear to God, you can find full games from the 1960s on YouTube. You can find them in the archives. You can find them in a lot of places. So to say that, I think you're doing yourself a disservice. I'm sorry. Other than that, though, Tom Brady, and I'm the Tom Brady guy here. I like Tom Brady. I'm the guy who has the TB12 hat. Obviously, I wouldn't follow the book because that's strenuous.
Too much. He went to page 2. Yeah, where are the pictures?
Yeah, exactly. So you have this story here about Tom Brady, and you're telling me that Tom Brady's the greatest. Listen, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback who ever lived, but because of what position they played and where they were at the time and where they would be right now, he's not the best ever. It's not the best ever. I know that the offenses are ran differently, but I have to look back and say where Tom Brady is now and where Tom Brady would have been back then. And I look at where Jim Brown was back then and where Jim Brown would be now. If Jim Brown was 27 years old right now, Jim Brown could still run a team to the playoffs. I don't know if they could win. I don't know if they could win the whole thing, but he could run a team into the playoffs. That's why Adrian Peterson, I think, is an underrated running back for what he was able to do for the Minnesota Vikings, where they ran to the playoffs, and then Joe Webb, I think it was, started their playoff game against the Green Bay Packers some years ago. I would put Jim Brown ahead of him. I would put Lawrence Taylor ahead of him. I would probably put Walter Payton ahead of him. I would think about Jerry Rice. I think it's neck and neck. And then you know what? Even though he didn't spend a lot of time, I'm willing to put Bo Jackson ahead of him. In terms of overall domination,
come on.
I know he didn't do it for very long, but for the time that he was there, he was one of the most dominant players in all the NFL. He was a guy who could run it. He was a guy who obviously they were willing to let him play both sports because he meant that much to his organization. I'd be willing to even do that. But even if it wasn't that, even if you take Bo Jackson out of there, he is still behind Brown. He's still behind Lawrence Taylor. He's still behind Walter Payton to me. He's right there at probably number four.
You just put a guy up there with Tom Brady who played combined 38 games. 38 games. How many playoff games?
To his team.
How many playoff games has Tom Brady been in?
He was that valuable to his team.
Tom Brady's probably played more playoff games than Bo Jackson.
I love Bo Jackson.
I was a huge Bo Jackson fan, but you cannot put him up there. His career was cut.
You're
way
not
too
getting
short.
My point. Longevity, even though I fight when we talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, longevity shouldn't matter. Longevity should not matter to these guys. Tom Brady played 39 postseason games. Thank you, Owen. And Bo Jackson played in 38 altogether games.
See?
But the time, the longevity should not
Kenny's
matter.
Kenny's that guy at the argument table.
The overall,
see?
The overall domination is what's to matter. Lawrence Taylor from his position, where it's harder to dominate a game, in that position, could dominate and win games for the Giants.
Well, not in Tecmo Bowl.
Jim Brown could dominate and win games for the Cleveland Browns from a position where you are not in control of everything. I think it's harder for those guys to do it, and that's the reason, and I don't care about longevity. That's the reason I put those
but
guys ahead
it's
of Tom
not
Brady.
Just
and I like Tom Brady.
No, it's not just longevity, though, Ken. It's sustained excellence at the top of the game for all those years. And, you know, people say, well, it's easy now. It's easy now. It's easy to play quarterback now. Right, but Tom Brady did it before it was considered easy. When they allowed quarterbacks to get crushed and quarterbacks could get injured and maimed out there by big defensive backs. And look at how big the defensive players are now compared to what they were back then. And that's nothing against those quarterbacks and those running backs and Jim Brown and Otto Graham and all those guys back then. But, you know, guys had other jobs in the 60s. They weren't just football players. Now, not only are they football players, I mean, they almost come out of a lab. They are all 6'3". They're all 275 to 300 pounds, and they're faster than Tom Brady. And they have wingspans that are all over the place. And yet, the one common denominator every year at the end of the season in the NFL, while you have the best athletes, some of the best athletes in the world, and especially over the last 15 years, is that Tom Brady is going to be there in the final game of the year in the Super Bowl.
He is absolutely, I would agree, the best quarterback there and one of the top five players ever. But for what these guys were able to do to what I think they could do in 2019 NFL football, and I mean this sincerely, I would put Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Walter Payton ahead of him. I could, and again, because of the greatness that he had, while he only played 38 games, overall, as an athlete, if he would have been, if his hip wouldn't have broken, what are we saying about Bo Jackson today? What are we saying about that guy? What are we? Answer me. I want an answer. What are we saying about Bo Jackson?
I just don't know. Running backs never, except for very few guys, ever
right
have
there.
Lengthy careers.
I got two right there. John and Vermillion. John, you're first up in the Fan. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, guys. Love the show. I just got to say, we're forgetting about Barry Sanders, and I think that Jim Brown would maybe be a top 10 running back today in today's game. Just the athletes are bigger, better, faster than they were against what he was playing back in his day. And I love Jim Brown. I got the jersey.
Crazy.
I got the Brown tattoo. I'm all about it, but I just have to disagree. I don't think he maybe would scratch the top 10 in today's game.
I think that's crazy. John, thank you.
Jim Brown's amazing. It's so tough to plop a guy. We do this with Bill Russell. We say Bill Russell, who won all those championships, and every year he was in the finals. He very, very Tom Brady-esque. And then you realize, my God, Bill Russell, he weighs about the same as Draymond Green. And LeBron James can jump higher and can move faster, has longer arms. Like, it's tough to take the guys from back then and just plop them. It does look like Jim Brown could run the football whenever.
That's why I don't talk lightly about any one of these other guys. When I talk about Jim Brown, the football player, leave everything else out of it. When I talk about Jim Brown, the football player, Jim Brown at that time as a 6-foot running back, built like a Zeus, could, yes, play professional football and be a top 10 back, certainly, in 2019's NFL. Would be a dominating back in 2019's NFL. You look at the payload that some of these guys have, they still don't touch what Jim Brown had back in those days. So if I'm putting these guys together, listen, Tom Brady's number one as a quarterback overall. But in terms of overall football, I look at how difficult it is to dominate at your position, how to win games at your position. I think it's harder for Jim Brown, or was harder for Jim Brown, to help his team win games, even though the game was different, to help his team win games then it is now in that position. The same thing said for Lawrence Taylor. The same thing said for Walter Payton. I would even venture to say Jerry Rice is right up there with him. I mentioned Jerry Rice earlier in this one, and that's a wide receiver who needed Joe Montana to throw to him and Steve Young to throw to him, because he was able to open up that many routes for other guys, and that's why we heard about John Taylor, and that's why we're able to hear more about Roger Craig and even Tom Rathman there coming out of the backfield. See, that's the difference of what certain guys can do. So I put in how difficult their position is about where I put their greatness is overall.
In all this, I want to hear from the fans on this. 216-578-0092. I realize we're doing the show in Cleveland. If we were doing the show in Boston, if we were doing the show in Philly, if you're doing the show somewhere else, you're probably going to have a different point of view. I don't hear as many people. When I was young, I heard all the national guys say Jim Brown's the best ever, or they said Jerry Rice. Those were the two I always heard. And then the quarterback stuff was really hard to evaluate because the position has changed so much over the years. But if we're going to say Tom Brady's the best quarterback that ever lived, and I get it, people are saying other quarterbacks have the numbers that Tom do. No, they don't have the numbers. The numbers that I'm talking about are 5 Super Bowls and a chance to win the 6. That's the number I'm talking about. And nowhere in sports, man, for a guy to get to the final, get to the Super Bowl every single year and do it no matter what team is around him, no matter what players, no matter what the offensive line is, no matter what the running back is, no matter who's on defense, every year he's getting there. I just have to say at this point, I can't imagine someone being more successful than Tom Brady.
All right, we'll put it out there to everybody. 216-578-0092. I'm going to bring up, I'm afraid to bring it up here in a second because people are going to freak out for even bringing it up. You know what's going to happen. Just turn off your Twitter. Because they're going to freak out, so don't even do it. What? What's wrong?
I still can't get over that you said Bo Jackson is better than Tom Brady at the game of football.
I know that. Like,
can we just...
He had a good argument going for a minute, and then he brought up Bo Jackson.
First off, hold on.
Jim Brown, fine. I'm not going to crush anybody that says Jim Brown.
No, people think I'm nuts. Anyway, Jim Brown over Tom Brady all time. Here we go. For me, Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Walter Payton, I think Jerry Rice is neck and neck. I think Bo Jackson is in the conversation. If we're talking best overall football player, Bo Jackson's stories are mythology.
But I don't think...
Hold on, Kenny.
Let him speak.
Let me speak.
I'm talking about Kenny Kidd. Let Kenny Kidd speak more.
Seriously.
You have a guy who was so talented, a guy who was so multidimensional for a football team, that organizations were willing to wait, willing to lie to him even, ask, who Coverhell's about that. But they were willing to wait on this guy to play for them. In 1987 alone, okay, he had 6.8 yards a carry on only 81 carries in 7 games. You know how good you got to be to get to do that? Changing the offense of the Los Angeles Raiders? You know how good you got to be? You know how talented you have to be to still average 5.4 yards a carry for a career?
Yeah, but we're...
And you're not even playing full seasons.
You're not
playing full seasons.
All the guys we're going to mention are the best. It's just they're guys that did it so much longer and did it in bigger games.
Bo
Jackson, did he ever play a big game in his career?
To me, that doesn't matter.
It's a big game. The ability to perform in a big game?
No, the big games... Okay, the big games matter. I'm sorry. The big games do matter. The longevity of it, I don't think it matters as much as what you want to make it out to be. I'm sorry. A guy plays a long time. Tom Brady's been absolutely exceptional for a long time. He plays in a different era. I look at about the type of position that they played, the impact that they played it in. So for Jim Brown only playing 9 seasons, it doesn't bother me that Jim Brown only played 9 and Tom Brady's played 20. Doesn't bother me like that. Or it's 18. But
Brady's done it in essentially two different versions of the NFL, almost two different eras. It hasn't been the same.
Yeah, but you could look at it from the 2019, from the 1999 draft on. I think that people look at it differently, where the 90s, the rules were already changing towards the quarterbacks. Now, over the last decade, they've really changed in favor of the quarterbacks there. So I think that that affects that a little bit. So again, Tom Brady's one of the greatest who's ever played the game. I'm not saying he's not. I'm not trying to put him down just to make an argument. I like Tom Brady. I think that he's a top five guy. But I think of overall domination of a position where the positions are not supposed to be the most impactful. Lawrence Taylor could win games on his own. Jim Brown could win games on his own. Walter Payton could certainly do that. Bo Jackson's probably behind him fine. Jerry Rice, what he did for the San Francisco 49ers is an exceptional level. I would still put Tom Brady ahead of him, okay? Because you still had some, you needed two good quarterbacks to throw to him, and Steve Young and obviously Joe Montana are two of the greatest who's ever played.
And if I'm Saquon Barkley, I should retire now. Ken will say you're one of the all-time greatest players in NFL history.
Did I say that? Why do we automatically have to get to Saquon
Barkley? I'm using your example, though.
All right, speaking of Saquon Barkley, he was the Pepsi Rook of the Year yesterday. It got everybody upset, even though it's a fan vote. I don't know why. If you want to drink Coke over Pepsi, that's fine. That's your deal. People are, boycott Pepsi. It's like the fans are voting for it. They didn't pick. So we'll find out tomorrow night whether or not Baker is the actual Rookie of the Year, courtesy of the AP. Mike Florio is on WEI in Boston. Now, you're going to freak out. I'm serious. You're going to freak out. It's distasteful to me. Just hear me out on this. Hear us out on this. Because if this plays out, you're going to be disgusted. If this plays out the way it could play out, it's best for Browns fans. But here is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, on WEEI. This would have been yesterday on Mutt and Callahan.
Here's an interesting theory to keep an eye on, and this is going to take several years to play out. When you look at the latest Seth Wickersham story that took down the Browns organization, exposed the dysfunction that we already knew was there, but it really brought it to life in a way that was like, yeah, our hunch was right. This group doesn't know what they're doing. Baker Mayfield's smart enough to know that he's in the middle of a pot of dysfunction. I could see Mayfield, the way he's wired, he's all in with Cleveland for his 4 years of his rookie contract. They got a fifth-year option. They'll exercise that. They'll tag him for a year. Maybe they'll tag him for 2 years. But I could see Mayfield, after 6-7 years in the NFL, forcing his way out.
Jerry's favorite guy.
Yeah. Maybe the road
Callahan's freaking weak.
Maybe
with that.
The road winds its way to New England. Now, I don't know that Tom Brady's got 6 years left. That would be a great. It would be 6 more years at the most before Mayfield could walk away wherever he wants to go. And I could see him having that kind of NBA player mentality, even though it takes longer in the NFL. I could see Mayfield saying, "I'm all in as long as I'm here, but I'm not signing a contract."
Our guy.
All right, that's Mike Florio. Frankly, I think that's bordering on the edge of idiocy, and I'm the same guy making an argument for Bo Jackson over Tom Brady here for the last 20 minutes. That's from WEEI. Again, Mike Florio says that. And the reason I say that borders on the edge of idiocy, and I mean that and underline that word, when you go over the Seth Wickersham piece, that's what's happened in the past. This is what's gone on in the past. This isn't to say what's right now with Baker Mayfield. I'm not trying to get anybody worked into a shoot and get anybody worked up about this. I don't believe this is a possibility for the long term. However, we are looking at things changing in the NFL, okay? Stick with me here. We're working at things changing in the NFL. I believe in John Dorsey. I think a lot of fans believe in John Dorsey. I think you do as well. I think they feel the same way, hopefully, about Freddie Kitchens. And obviously, the crux to all of this is Baker Mayfield and how great Baker Mayfield is. Because of the history, and this is where the key is, I look at it in the same aspect as Andrew Luck. Jim Irsay, left to his own devices, can mess things up for the Indianapolis Colts. And there was a time I thought, man, there's no way Andrew Luck should sign an extension with that football team. And there was a couple of conversations, but they were just reports at that time. And people got worked up like they will now at that time about Andrew Luck. Those were people who were Colts fans then. If I look at it like this now as a Browns fan, if Baker knows what he's doing, and I think that he will, and he certainly will continue to grow and continue to learn as he goes on, he could always hold them accountable in that aspect to do what's right for the quarterback. We were just arguing about Tom Brady to in turn do what's right for the franchise. As asinine as that statement was and is by Mike Florio, it would maybe be in the best interest to Browns fans that Baker Mayfield realizes his power with the franchise and uses it for the betterment. Because the happier Baker Mayfield is with the way quarterbacks are in the NFL, the happier Browns fans will be.
It just, I find it hard to believe when we use the term dysfunction. We already saw what a quarterback could do about eliminating a lot of it. Not all of it, because, hey, if Jimmy Haslam's going to meddle and force the hand of the organization on draft picks, which I think now that Dorsey's there, there'd be no reason for him to do. I find it hard to believe that there could still be all that dysfunction. They might not be a Super Bowl champion. Let's say there are issues in the organization. They're still going to win games because they've got a really good quarterback. So I think already a very high percentage of the dysfunction can be eliminated just with a good quarterback. But let's say there is a ton of issues still 6 years from now, 7 years from now, and Baker hasn't signed a full extension, which I find it hard to believe he's not going to, then maybe we could entertain the thought of something like this. But Florio even said they're going to be able to franchise him once. They're going to be able to franchise him again. Now, we saw how that worked out with Kirk Cousins, and in the end, that's not a good thing. You'd rather just sign him to an extension.
You're playing this 6 to 7 years out. One, I think you're telling some radio show hosts what they want to hear. Second of all, you're playing it 6 to 7 years out. Are we really saying that Tom Brady's going to be able to play to the age of 47?
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay,
he's not going to play
even
that
if
long.
You wanted to do that, you still don't know where the Patriots are going to be, where Bill Belichick's going to be, where Robert Kraft's going to be, and certainly where Baker Mayfield's going to be at that time. I think that this is far-fetched, and again, on the edge of idiocy, this statement. However, again, if Baker plays it right, he does this for the betterment of all of us. Because again, after this Wickersham piece, and I'm not giving it credence because it was the way things were, you can still always go back to that if you don't learn your lesson. And I'm saying that I think the Browns are doing some great things. I think Baker's doing some great things, but you can't fully trust them. The person I think the Browns fans can trust the most is probably number 6. Because he's the guy who's in charge of everything. They could fire John Dorsey tomorrow. It would be silly. They could fire John Dorsey tomorrow. Baker Mayfield's still their quarterback. They could fire a lot of people. Baker Mayfield's still their quarterback.
Yeah, I'll say this, though. The one thing we know about Baker Mayfield in his short football career is that there are a bunch of guys he does not get along with necessarily. He's not just going to get along with you because you're his boss, right? We've seen that. We saw it in college a couple times. We saw it in the NFL now with Hugh Jackson. Right now, yeah, he's getting along with Kitchens. Here's what I'll be curious to see. If the Browns have any issues down the road, if they have losing streaks, if they have a bad year here or there, the type of pressure that Baker Mayfield and his personality puts on an organization, how does the organization respond to something like that? That's what remains to be seen.
Yeah.
Because Baker is the type of guy who will hold everybody's feet to the fire. He will demand more of you as a player, as a wide receiver, as an offensive line.
I agree.
As an organization. He will do all of that, maybe even as an owner. That's the type of guy Baker is, and that's what I'll be curious to see.
216-578-0092. I trust Baker over everybody there, and I know it's far-fetched, but it's a possible truth. Also, if you want to see Baker in 2019, you're going to have to pay a little bit more. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on the Fan. I'm just getting beat to pieces right now. Just beat to pieces. I'll get back to it here in a second. Wait a minute. What, you have the what? Are you talking to my ear or his ear, Owen? Oh, here we go. I would put Jim Brown ahead of him. I would put Lawrence Taylor ahead of him. I would probably put Walter Payton ahead of him. I would think about Jerry Rice. I think it's neck and neck. And then you know what? Even though he didn't spend a lot of time, I'm willing to put Bo Jackson ahead of him. In terms of overall domination,
come on.
Overall, hold on. I know he didn't do it for very long, but for the time that he was there, he was one of the most dominant players in all the NFL. Domination. Domination. He was he not? Was he not?
Yeah, for like 3 games.
Oh, because he was playing baseball.
I know.
It was a two-sport player.
I know.
He was a two-sport player. And I got Zachariah over here, Zachy Beef. Bo Jackson isn't even top 20 most dominant running backs. Nick Chubb's rookie season was better than any Bo Jackson season. He was playing two sports. He averaged 6.8 yards a carry in only 7 games his first season. He would have played another season had Hugh Culverhouse, you go look that one up, if he wouldn't have put the boots to him and lied to him.
I think you're thinking athlete.
You guys are nuts.
I'm talking
the impact
NFL player.
The impact on games at the position, okay? Honestly, maybe I got a little crazy there, okay, because I'm getting killed. Overall NFL player, Tom Brady's number one to you?
I think so, yes.
I'd still put Jim Brown and Lawrence Taylor ahead of him, okay?
And I can't crush you.
Can I meet you somewhere? Can I meet you in these psychos in the middle?
I'm not going to crush you. Both those players, and really Lawrence Taylor, the best Tecmo Super Bowl player ever. He's right up there with Bo Jackson. There we can have a debate. I have no problem with anybody saying Jim Brown. I just, for me, it's Tom Brady. Tom Brady played not twice as long as Jim Brown, even longer. I mean, the sustained excellence, and it's not Jim Brown's fault. They didn't have playoffs and everything back then. They just took the best teams from each conference. But, you know, he played in four championship games. He won one of them.
I got Keith Britton sending tweets out there, not putting my name on it. Put my name on it. It's a good thing you're in such good shape because your face looks like a pig. By the way, happy birthday.
Wait, happy birthday to you. Face looks like a pig.
His face does look like a pig. Let's be serious here. Keith's face looks like a pig.
We're taking personal shots at people's looks now?
Yeah, why not? I can take a shot at him.
What about Dustin?
He can take a shot at me. That's fine. No, they're all dropping now. I'm just pointing
it
out.
Just take them cold.
If we're ranking the best ever, we got into a heated debate earlier. Okay, Bo Jackson, and again, I think overall talent, it was there. It could have been there for a longer term. Yeah, Tom Brady's probably better, okay? Is that okay with you? Can I say that? Tom Brady's better, but I think Jim Brown and Lawrence Taylor are number one and two. I think about the position and the impact they had at their position and how they could help their teams win games.
Well, then that's my question, though. And I know the systems are different.
Those positions don't control everything. I think it's easier for a quarterback to control everything.
But that to me is why I'm picking Tom Brady, is because that position is so important, and he can impact everything, and he impacted it so much so that team has changed over so much over the years. They've changed coordinators. They've changed all sorts of players. They've changed receivers, running backs, and the one mainstay has been Tom Brady.
Okay. Let me get to Jordan and Canton. Oh, we were going to go in a different direction, but here's Jordan and Canton. Your ticket prices are going up for Browns games. That's coming up in a minute. Let me get to Jordan and Canton. Hello, Jordan.
How's it going?
Oh, horrible, Jordan. Go ahead.
How can you put Bo Jackson so high when they never won 500 or more?
Well, wait a minute. I said about his impact. He only played.
Well, what impact did he make if they weren't winning games?
Was he or was he not one of the greatest athletes of all time?
It doesn't have to do with athletes. It has to do with the fact that they never won 500 or more.
But you're looking at a guy who never played in a full season. He never played in a full season, Jordan.
They never won 500 or more, and he played in nine games every year.
And I didn't claim that at all. And he played in seven games his first year. Again, he averaged 6.8 yards a game. So how can I say he wasn't dominant when he was that good on every carry? And he only had 81 carries in those seasons.
If he is that much of an impact, they would have went more than 500.
So that's the end of it? You know, Jim Brown only won one championship during his time, and the NFL was much different.
And how many years did they go above 500?
They went above 500 a lot of those years. He played in four championships, but he only won one championship. If you're giving me 500 as the only thing for, again, not a quarterback, I guess we've just reached an impasse here, Jordan.
I don't think 6-10 is 6-10 half the games. I don't know.
All right, Jordan, thank you very much.
6-10, that sounds like an old Browns record I would have fiended for.
All right, fine. Michael in North Randall, you're next up on the fan.
I don't know how old a guy is that said you can put Tom Brady in the same phrase as Jim Brown, but this guy doesn't know anything about football. Are you saying all-time football players, Tom Brady couldn't hold Jim Brown's jockstrap, okay, as far as a football player? They were trying to hurt that man, take his eyeballs out, take his knees out, okay, and he went out on top. Tom Brady, how old are you, young man, that said Jim?
30, by the way, 37.
Can I point out that his final season?
You act like you're 37 because you don't know no respect to the football game. Tom Brady is nowhere near a football player as Jim Brown. And if you're going to say championships, then Babe Ruth was nothing because he never played against the best, because the Negro League was the best. I mean, when you say the best, man, say the best. As far as football player.
Hey, Michael,
I agree.
Michael, I can't sit here and tell you that Jim Brown's not one of the all-time greats. He obviously is.
But
Michael, you're acting like I said he sucked. You're acting like I said he couldn't run the football.
Don't you ever use Tom Brady's name in the same name as Jim Brown. You got to be out of your mind.
I will use it in the same sentence right now. Tom Brady's better than Jim Brown. There. How you like them apples, Michael?
Oh, I love you anyway because you know what? I'm not going to get mad at you, but anybody that knows football knows that me and you are not going to fall out about you using Tom Brady with Jim Brown. It's just not going
to
happen.
Thank you very much, Michael. Which, by the way, to go back to Jordan and Canton.
I love the passion, Michael. I love the passion.
The 1990 Raiders were 12-4. Bo Jackson played in 10 games.
Well, I wasn't the one that brought up the record,
okay? Well, you said they were never over 500. They were over 500.
Listen, if you're going to our...
They were 500 or better twice.
If you're looking for our callers to bring facts to the table.
Well, hell, I'm getting yelled at for over 500, and I didn't know their records right off the bat, so I had to go look them up. You had Art Shell, Mike Shanahan during that time. I don't know why I'm yelling about Art.
One guy on Twitter, I can't really say his name on Twitter, but he says Josh Gordon's better than Jerry Rice under your argument because he had a spectacular season.
By the way, Get a Grip is right because Josh Gordon is the greatest wide receiver I think we've seen in modern history. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. Is he not the most talented wide receiver we ever saw in my
Man, we are just getting going.
I brought this up yesterday in the
meeting. It was one of the best seasons I've ever seen.
What kind of medication are you on?
Kenny.
Seriously.
What kind of medication are you on? Listen to me. Every time we talk about Josh Gordon, what do we always say about Josh Gordon?
He could have been.
He had the talent.
He could have been. He is a
Bo Jackson could have been.
Yes, he is. But that is part of the reasoning that's brought up. Now, Josh Gordon is not in the same sentence as Tom Brady. And ultimately, that's probably why I lose this argument where Bo Jackson isn't in the same sentence as Tom Brady. I'm fair enough to lose. But if we're talking about Josh Gordon here and flashes in the pan, Josh Gordon is easily the most talented before this year. Easily the most talented football player overall that the Cleveland Browns have had since 99. Is that not a fact?
Yeah, most talented.
Thank you very much.
Joe Thomas, but
overall talent, impact there. Joe's there, but Josh Gordon is right there with him. Joe Thomas is a first ballot Hall of Famer, by the way. He's going
in four years.
So we're 4 years away tomorrow from Joe Thomas going in the Hall of Fame. If we're bringing up Josh Gordon here, there's a couple of things I have to work through as a fan with Josh Gordon, but we're talking about him in the national spotlight, whether or not he gets a ring, Lewis Riddick's tweeting about him, Roger Goodell still answering questions about him because of his talent overall. So if we're talking about a guy's talent, which is what we're doing here, yes, there has to be some credence given to that name. But overall, yes, obviously, Kenny, an incredible disappointment. Yes, an incredible disappointment. It would be the same conversation as, well, he got knee injuries, but it'd be like Marcus Dupree. It would be in that same boat. Guys who never were. But Josh Gordon, when you saw him back in 2013 on a 4-win team with one-arm catches and running for 90-yard touchdowns against the Patriots, that's incredible, incredible talent. Let me keep going to the phones.
Let's go.
I was going to tell you about your season ticket prices. You don't give a damn. Corey in Atlanta, you're next up on the fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Corey.
Let me say this. First of all, Ken, I think you're crazy putting Bo Jackson up there.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. I am crazy, and I am a reckless person, too. Yes.
Well, my thing is you got to account for numbers. Numbers have to account for something in this game. And as far as Tom Brady goes, I think he's the most accomplished player ever. I don't think he's the best player, but accomplished, I'll give you that. But it took Jim Brown 8-9 seasons to set those records that a lot of those guys broke in, what, 12, 13 seasons? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't play the same amount of games, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't, right. Exactly.
Played 12 games his first two seasons, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, he set all those records that all those guys took their whole lifetimes just to get near. So the numbers account for something, so I got to put Jim Brown as best football player ever. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Corey. I can't even look online. Owen's just smiling
right now. This is normally what I have to deal with,
Ken. Thank you, Corey.
You're on the other side of things for once, and I'm enjoying it.
Ken was probably hanging out with Josh Gordon before the show, and I got Tyrone Biggums up there. All right, we got whatever Ken Carmen is on, I won. Yeah, I'm with Reckless Speculation.
Yeah, Michael Dixon says, with this talk from Ken Carmen, let's just play Reckless Speculation the rest of the week as we go into the weekend. There we go.
Alexander, see, people are not getting this right here. Randy Moss is the most impactful player of our generation. That's over time. Is or is Josh Gordon, did he not have the potential? And for the short amount of time he showed it, he was number one all pro in the one decent year, and he didn't even play the full season because of suspension. How do people hang off his jock for 6 years talking about that guy? Because he sucks? Because he wasn't good? Why did we have people calling up and apologizing for any of that stuff for 6 years, Anthony, before the Browns traded him away to New England, and then they got yelled at for trading him away to New England when he did the same stuff
the only
he
thing
did in
is,
Cleveland?
There's just, you know, guys like Antonio Brown, Calvin Johnson. We already forgot about his career. Calvin Johnson, like, there's a bunch of really talented receivers and great bodies. I mean, Calvin Johnson was a freak and could also take a screen and house it all the time. He could catch the fade routes. But you, at some point, we're talking about the best ever, and this is why I eliminate guys like Bo Jackson. You've got to put it together. You've had to have won, and you've had to have set all the records, and that's why I'm going with Tom Brady.
Andy says, what medication are you on, Josh? Could have been better than Jerry Rice. This is insanity. Could Josh Gordon have been better than Jerry Rice? 60, if he never was
on,
dope.
Was never the route runner, though. Dustin Fox called that out day one, that he couldn't run routes the right way.
But in terms of overall playmaking, Jerry's probably number one and still number one. Could Josh Gordon have been a top three wide receiver in the history of the game?
I think eventually he would have got figured out.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think that's true. He almost had
what about this year?
Had 1,000 yards receiving this year. Yeah, he spent years on the bench. Yeah. He almost had 1,000 yards receiving with the Patriots.
But I think this year was probably a microcosm of what the Josh Gordon experience was going to be every year, which was, hey, flashy player, could make really big plays, but overall, Brady wouldn't even throw him the ball because he couldn't trust him.
He can get you 200 yards in a game, or he can get you 20.
Hold on. Let me talk amongst yourselves. I got to look this up here.
Oh, we're allowed to talk now?
All right, hold on.
Here. Well, I mean, the show's named after Anthony.
Michael in Cleveland, go ahead. Michael, you're next up on the
Michael,
fan.
Go ahead. You are on the radio.
When people say that Tom Brady's better than Jim Brown, they didn't change the rules because of Tom Brady. They moved the hash marks to
tuck
the
roll.
Middle.
Tuck roll.
As a matter of fact, they did.
Tuck roll. Sorry, Michael.
Michael, they also changed the rules after he got injured. And by the way, for the better for Tom Brady and the rest of quarterbacks, because they knew how valuable Tom Brady was, that they said, all right, we can't have any quarterbacks going down. You can't fly at their feet. You can't take them out down below, because they want these guys to be in existence forever.
Unless you're the Saints.
But that changed the rule for Jim Brown, was to make him more equal to everybody else. That the other rule change was to protect
like they're
Tom
tiger proofing it. Okay, yeah. Now I get it. But they had changed the rules. Michael, thank you very much for the call. Back to Josh Gordon real quick. Had 737 yards in 12 games. So if he would have played a full season, could he have had 1,000 yards?
Yeah.
So you can't say Tom Brady wouldn't pass. He's not a good route
runner.
But
he wasn't putting Michael Thomas numbers up.
He's not putting up Michael Thomas numbers. If he were more consistent, there it is. And over a course of time, I'm giving out the full scope. If Josh Gordon would have played 16 games a season, was not on dope, if he would have played that time, would he have gotten better at his craft over that time in terms of running routes? Yes. Now, he doesn't even have to have the same work ethic as Jerry Rice. That's almost impossible. That's Walter Payton and him together. But if he had anywhere near it, and which he does like to work out, obviously, check out his Instagram. That's all people could talk about.
Yeah, I remember that.
Anywhere near it, you can't tell me that guy didn't have the talent to be a top three wide receiver in the history of the league.
If you're willing to say that, Bill G makes a good point. How about the guy that scored 4 touchdowns in 1 high school game at Polk High, Al Bundy?
One of the greatest running backs in the history of high school
football. Never realized his potential. He went into the shoe business, and that took over everything.
It's amazing. I got people always saying I'm stoned to the bejesus over here this morning, and you guys are all agreeing with me.
All right.
Sam in Parma. Sam, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Sam.
Ken, it's really bumming me out, because every day on the drive into work, I listen to you guys, and I look forward to disagreeing with Kid.
I bet you don't.
Today, you are just bumming me out, Kenny, because I really got to side with Mr. Kid on this and say, what is going on in your brain?
Sam, it's okay. It's okay. We can all disagree.
He did get a CAT scan recently.
I don't think you're a major league bastard because we disagree with each other on this, Sam.
Yeah, that's normally what I do.
I'm just trying to see the major league picture.
I think you and my friends would be disagreeing on that major league bastard thing, but that's neither here nor there.
Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
No, look, I'm just saying, you know, I want to agree. You know, Josh obviously was a great, great talent, but to do this whole argument with the flash in the pan thing against somebody like TB12, who's got all of this hardware and all of these records and all this ink in this book, it just doesn't sit with me, and I'm just really bummed that I got to agree with Kenny Kidd this morning.
That's okay. That is all right. Sam, thank you very much.
It hurts.
That's okay. weaker world. And by the way, there's people who disagree with me on Jerry Rice now.
I'm
so
amazed.
Now we're not even getting the wide receiver question right because there's people who are saying it's Randy Moss.
The Jim Brown, Tom Brady discussion is so fascinating that it turned into Bo Jackson and Josh Gordon.
It devolved into Bo Jackson and Josh Gordon. Thank you very much, Keith Britton.
Are you thinking him? You're the one who brought up Bo Jackson.
0092.
You're the one who put Bo Jackson in the same sentence.
Yeah, but he's the one who got
with Tom
me more
Brady
upset.
And Jim Brown. I can't believe we had a caller call up and was mad at Anthony for putting Tom Brady in the same sentence.
I never said
as Jim Brown.
You just did it again. Don't put him in the same sentence.
Said
what
that
are you doing?
Jim Brown and Bo Jackson serve 4-game suspensions for cheating. I never said that. Why would I put that in the same sentence?
Oh, Jim, I got news for you. Jim Brown would have been suspended.
216-578.
I don't think that's reckless or 0092. Speculation. 0092. 100% accurate.
We got Mary Kay at 825. Vic Joseph from the WWE around 745. And if you think I had hot takes about the Browns, buddy boy, you better wait until 805 because we're talking about Kevin Love and the Cleveland Cavaliers and what the Cavs need to do. Especially after what the Knicks did yesterday. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.